Good evening there, Kevin. Thanks a lot for taking the nap tonight. You're doing an awesome job, and it sounds like everybody's having a wonderful time basking in the sun. We'll check back in a couple of days and see if we're still smiling, but for now, it certainly was a wonderful thing to be outside kind of playing around. The one quick day in spring before the leaves start hitting the wall, we can get wires up in the air and move things around a little bit. I didn't do any of that today, but it was certainly a good day for that. working on designing a new antenna and trying to get that pulled together in the next day or two, just to see if I can make something happen. 10 meters has been wide open, so see if I can put a MOX on in the air and do something important with that. So that's about it. There's nothing much going on this side. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. See you at breakfast tomorrow morning, and we'll talk to everybody later. Back to you, WATCM, WX1J. Good evening.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for sharing with us what's going on in your world. If the weather starts to turn, we start looking to any new antennas we got to put together, and certainly we'd like to get outside and test them. I've been doing some testing on my NFED half-wave, codenamed the Afterburner, and when you see the article coming out on the 15th of this month, you'll know why it was named that. However, it self-regulated its temperature once it got up to a certain temperature, and did everything I had hoped it would do. So, Scott, good luck with that. Let me know if you need anything, any assistance. I'd be more than happy to help. Mark, KC8, ZAP, go ahead with your transmission. And Edgar, KA8, HYE, please stand by.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8, ZAP, and I just want to say hello. Kevin, you're doing a great job. Taking the net, and I appreciate the fact that you can do that. And then I just want to say hello to the rest of the group out there. Just briefly, I spent a little bit of time taking down my Christmas lights because take advantage of the weather and the temperature, that sort of a thing. And then I was kind of playing around with a stray key that I have and trying to get the idea that, well, maybe I might want to try doing Morse code after all these years, and maybe I will. So it's just something that I'm toying with right now. So that's basically it. And so this is KCACAP, back to Net Control.
Well, Mark, you picked a great day to get those Christmas lights down. I think we've had a major amount of melting here. We're going to get hammered again. I also understand that we've been talking in the club about some Morse code key sessions to learn Morse code for those of us who haven't done it before. I'm definitely in that ballpark. And get that straight key out. I'm getting my paddle key out, my oscillator, and I'm kind of looking forward to learning just a few of the basics. Edgar, KA8HYE, please go ahead with your transmission. And Tony, KE8SBZ, please stand by.
WATCM, this is KA8HYE. And wasn't sure I was going to be able to check in tonight and have a sort of a intermittent voice problem. And so if my voice breaks up, it's maybe not the radio, but just me. So all my snow and ice in the driveway is gone. In fact, the frost is gone out of the driveway, and I've got a dry driveway instead of mud, so that's a good thing. Good as the net tonight. You guys might do well. This is KAHY.
Okay, Edgar, very good. Intermittent voice, huh? I've never had it cut out quite like that. When it does, it cuts out completely, but definitely not intermittent. And anyway, I hope whatever it is, you get over, and you're feeling better soon. Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, please go ahead with your transmission. And Mike, NAPNK, please stand by.